Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. We've made tremendous strides toward LGBT equality, but as Alex Muller, postdoctoral research fellow in the Health and Human Rights Division of the Faculty of Health Sciences at the University of Cape Town explains, discrimination still runs deep.
Historically, health systems have been antagonistic toward lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people. Until 1972, the American Psychological Association considered homosexuality a mental illness, and psychiatrists prescribed electroshock therapy as cures. Even today, many LGBT people remain wary of health professionals. Yet, discrimination and social exclusion render LGBT people more vulnerable to ill health. Recent studies have shown that people who identify as LGBT are more likely to be depressed and to attempt suicide. Even though the South African Constitution guarantees LGBT people protection from discrimination, most people I interviewed received suboptimal health care and recounted experiences of homophobia and discrimination from nurses and doctors. Often, healthcare workers let stereotypes and personal prejudices overshadow their professional obligation to provide non-judgmental care. LGBT patients were ridiculed or even refused services, and as a result, avoided seeking care in future. Many healthcare workers also lacked knowledge about LGBT health. I interviewed lesbians who were turned away from HIV tests because nurses did not think they were at risk for the virus. Yet, women who don't conform to gender norms face high levels of sexual violence and are thus at high risk of HIV. There is also the widespread but erroneous belief that sex between two women carries no risk for sexually transmitted infections. Analyzing LGBT patients' experiences pointed me to crucial gaps in the education of health professionals. As a result, many may choose to do without the professional health care they need. Although my research is based in South Africa, such experiences likely resonate with LGBT people worldwide.
That was Alex Muller of the University of Cape Town. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change. What have you